When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, because he's not here with me.
Frequency modulation. I imagine you're enjoying the extra tingly sound of the band Eruption. Back in the Coke Spoon days of Studio 54.
Oh yeah, baby.
I love this song.
I do too. It's been a while since I've heard that.
She can belt it out.
Can't she though?
So why am I talking about rain? Because it keeps raining in Wisconsin. This is from WBAY Action 2 in Green Bay. Oh, you stupid. Oh, I hate these websites. I'll get to it in just a minute. So, Thermo Fisher, the latest success story of the Walker administration. Oh, that's right. Not so much.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thermo Fisher Scientific in Two Rivers, often referred to as Fisher Hamilton, is closing its plant and moving to Texas. Between March and September of next year, about 190 employees will be laid off from the wood production plant. About 150 non-manufacturing workers will remain in the city. This comes after they announced the closing of the steel plant earlier this fall.
Our thoughts and prayers are with every family impacted by this. The Hamilton name has meant a lot through the years. There's a lot of reason for pride in what that name has meant.
The company says in a statement quoting now, business decisions that result in the loss of jobs are always difficult. We carefully considered all available options before moving forward with this approach. We will support our employees through this transition and appreciate their dedication to serving the needs of our customers, end quote.
The manufacturing workers at Thermo Fisher are not happy about this announcement. Takiono spoke with two employees who have worked at the company for more than three decades.
After putting 37 years into the company, Linda Kruk was planning to work for Thermo Fisher until the day she retired. But today at 1 p.m., she was told by her employer that's not going to happen.
My husband and I both work here. Well, he lost his job. His last day is tomorrow, so. And I'll be done, I don't, probably in summer with my seniority.
She says she saw the news coming for a while.
The writing was on the wall, it was just getting clearer all the time. You know, it wasn't a surprise, but reality hit now.
But it doesn't make hearing it any easier, especially before Christmas.
A kick in the teeth, more or less, you know. It's not good. So I don't know what we're gonna do now.
Well, sad, like everybody, but what are we gonna do? Nothing.
What is your plan?
Looking for another job.
As for Linda Kruk, she says she's too young to retire but too old to go back to school.
I really don't want to go to school because I don't know what I go for at my age, for one thing. I don't know if I want to work in a factory again either. But I have to do something, obviously, but I'm not sure what.
Some workers say they feel betrayed.
The company lied to us all the while. People are very upset. They had told us that they were going to stick around when we got our new president.
The company did not return our call for comment. Takiono, Action 2 News, Two Rivers.
Well, I don't know where he was getting that Texas thing. It's my understanding they're moving to Mexico. Regardless, they're not going to be in Wisconsin. This is another blow to that whole eastern shore in the state that Manitowoc lost Miro. Now Two Rivers has lost Thermo Fisher. Thermo Fisher, Fisher Hamilton. You probably have something in your house with Hamilton Beach on it. Well, that all those things used to be made in Wisconsin. Now they're... This was, by the way, not some place making $20 blenders. They made medical tables. Pretty high-end stuff. Isn't this interesting? Where was Scott Walker to save this? Where was Scott Walker to save those jobs? Oh, that's right. You know, these jobs, we're going to go no matter what happens, who's governor. Unfortunately, jobs leaving the state of Wisconsin many times has nothing to do with who the governor is, because we've got these terrible trade policies. Horrible. Just horrible. You imagine being 55, working at a factory your whole life, and having the rug pulled out from under you on December 15th. No fault of your own. Company's incredibly profitable. Thermo Fisher steel cabinetry and wood casework for laboratory workstations is moving to Mexico and to Texas. The company likely will save labor costs. Well, Scott, wait a minute. It says open for business. Another 14,000 jobs gone in Wisconsin. Four straight months. The fastest growing rate, growing rate of job losses in the country in Wisconsin. So I ask you this morning, as you enter the state, at least in the major entryways, where the wood silhouette of Wisconsin has got a slogan that the governor put there. Normally the governor puts his name there. This governor put open for business. Isn't that really fraud? Because Thermo Fisher isn't going to be open. And, of course, other factories have left the country as well since he's become governor. Jobs are being lost. They did get Fat Wallet to come to Beloit.
Which is the equivalent of Coupon Cabin. 9 employees, I believe they have.
Yeah. So I need to... I need to hear from you this morning at 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. If we take the open for business signs down because the governor's committing fraud, what would be more apropos? What would be more apropos to hang at the entryway of each Wisconsin welcome sign? I'll take your call next. /719, Madison 1670, WTDY. There I go with their old phrase. It's still taking me a while to get used to this. 106.7 FM and 1670 AM, WTDY. You need a reason to move. Feel a fool. It just breaks my heart that another corporation is leaving the state. And all this crap that Walker peddled about, if we just took people's right to sue when nursing homes mistreated patients, we'd be able to keep business here. We need more certainty for business. We need to give manufacturers tax breaks. Notice that didn't do anything to keep Thermo Fisher, the makers of medical tables in Wisconsin. Nope. You know, Manitowoc County has been devastated by these cuts. Manitowoc Crane coming after their employees, and now in Two Rivers, or as the locals say, Trivers. Thermo Fisher gone. 14,000 jobs gone in Wisconsin just this month. So, are we really open for business? Dave and Monona, you're on WTDY.
Hey, I think we can substitute those big wooden signs with maybe a big bandage, because they're bleeding us to death here in Wisconsin. You know, and they put those companies down in Mexico. I did an analysis of all the pollution coming from Mexico, mostly U.S. companies, virtually all of it. And I'm talking hundreds of thousands of pounds of the nastiest poisons you can imagine.
Worse than gas from Tenet Walker?
Well, you know, I know you could. that, I don't know, that might be causing global warming.
That might be.
But no, this is a disaster. It's extremely hard for people to find work here. It's very depressing. And this horse's patoot going around the country talking to Fox News while we hemorrhage jobs. I mean, I think we need a big bandage.
I'm just devastated.
It's devastating, and it's. I've been looking for work as well, and it is extremely difficult. And you can imagine a 55-year-old person who's been working in a production, a manufacturing facility. They know how to do it. They're good workers. They're paying their taxes. Thrown out on the street, essentially, with nothing ahead of them. That kind of hopelessness is what is. That's the cancer of Scott Walker.
Well, you know, the truth is that, you know, our national... here's why I don't absolve him of this. Because he supports the same trade policies, unfortunately, that the national politicians do that have wreaked havoc on this state. I know that maybe you get tired of hearing me say it, but we've lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs.
And that's a direct direct result of these completely inequitable rip-off international trade agreements. We get nothing. Everybody, China gets everything. Mexico gets everything, except for a few corporate profits.
Yeah, not really the people of Mexico or China, because, you know, needless to say, the people in Texas and Mexico that get these jobs are going to be paid much less than the folks here. Willie, you're on WTDY.
Well, these people that lose these factory jobs have to stop whining about this. Why? They don't understand where the morality is. They're talking about human morality when they complain about that the company lied to us. No. Corporate morality does not include any kind of rule that you should be honest with workers or with people.
No,
you're only supposed to make profit.
No, as a matter of fact, the CEO...
And Scotty isn't lying either.
What's that?
Scotty said they were going to Texas. And yes, they are. Scotty talks to the factory managers. The manager is going to live in Matamoros or maybe Juarez or maybe Laredo. And the workers are going to be... The manager lives in Brownsville. The workers will be in Matamoros or Nuevo Laredo or in Ciudad Juarez. You know, the managers live across the border in the U.S.
Right.
The factories they manage and where they hire these Mexican workers, those are in Mexico.
I have to tell you,
he doesn't care about the workers. He only cares about the managers.
Okay. I like what they... kind of hard to chat back and forth. I like what they do in France. When French companies try to outsource labor like this, you know what the factory workers do often? They kidnap them. They kidnap them. They throw burning tires out in the street. They surround them. We're far too passive in this country. Bob of the West Side, you're on WTDY.
Well, I'm having a little bit of trouble figuring out your line of
Well, you should
logic.
Have trouble with your conscience is what you should have trouble
well,
with.
Well, no, my conscience is clear. I've had a governor trying to do his job for a year. He's been had millions of dollars thrown at undermining him doing his job for a year. I'm looking at Glass-Steagall. I'm looking at what happened here, and I'm saying, you know, Nancy and Harry and Barack and Barney and Chris were all in charge. All in charge. Did they repeal Glass-Steagall? Did they change these horrible trade agreements? No, they didn't do that. So what's happening on state level? We had Diamond Jim and a Democrat Assembly and a Democrat Senate. Did that change things? No. But you're gonna run to vote for the Democrat Party again, and And you, that's the part that just seems so irrational from people that are looking at it from my perspective of how you can, how can you support these liars, because they hang these little carrots out for you thinking that you're going to get your way. It's absolutely,
you're right, Bob, astounding.
Your lack of thought.
I'd be better off going with Jim DeMint, wouldn't I, Bob?
I think you would. and in truth, the reason Bob. Is because you, at least you know with Jim DeMint, you know what you're getting.
Yes,
you know what you're getting, and you believe that somehow, you know, Scott Walker. Tell me, what could Scott Walker have done in the last 11 months to prevent this from happening? What would you have liked him to do?
Well, for one thing, not support, not put out.
No, don't tell me what he could not do. Tell me what he should have done. Should he have gone, written a check? Please stay in Wisconsin.
He could have uttered.
What would the Democratic Party have done to Scott Walker then?
You obviously don't want to hear my response, so I'll respond while you're not on the phone. By the way, when you call me, please, I give you an opportunity to talk. Give me an opportunity to talk. He could have put out one statement urging them to stay. He didn't. As far as I know, he didn't even send Paul Jaden to Thermo Fisher. The other thing he could have done is not put out a statement applauding the president and John Boehner and the Washington, D.C. politicians for signing three more bad free trade deals. But the governor is the one that said he was going to keep and retain jobs and we were open for business. At some point, Bob, there's got to be some responsibility. Jake, you're on WTDY.
Listen, thinking about what Bob said,
Can you get to a more quiet place personally?
But, you know, the sign should say, as I said before, warning, our governor is a lying, malicious bastard.
Warning, our governor is a lying, malicious bastard.
Yeah, and Badger Red, you know.
Well.
But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've lost heart in both parties. I think they're both pathetic.
Well, they're not at the same level of patheticness, but I will say that Scott Walker is responsible for what happens in Wisconsin. When Thomas Industries moved to Sheboygan, they blamed Jim Doyle. Now that Thermo Fisher is moving to Mexico and Texas, I'm blaming Scott Walker. Pat, on the west side, you're on WTDY.
Open for attrition.
I love that.
It's the master plan. It's the one that he never talked to us outside of those closed-door meetings, you know. I love that.
Open for attrition.
You know, his plan is to get all of those, what was your last segment? The guy described laborers as
irrelevant.
Useless.
Yeah.
All of the irrelevant laborers and public employee and union members, you know, to get them to stop sucking off the public teat and just get them to move out of the state so it'll just be a state of corporate, you know, owners.
Well, it's interesting. The governor, one of his plans, I think, is try to get around the uniformity clause so wealthy retirees stay here or move here. That's part of his master plan. You're right. I don't think they have a problem with factory workers losing their jobs in Manitowoc or two.
Not at all, because, you know, the majority of them are paid so pathetically anyways that they do have to, they work their 50, 60 hours a week, then they have to go and pick up food stamps. They're still going to the food banks on the weekends because, you know, they're not union, and well, the boss would rather pay someone 30 cents an hour down in Mexico to make the same thing.
Just remember that Scott Walker has Scott Jensen's former chief of staff, Steve Boss, representing him in this free trade group. Scott Walker supports free trade. Scott Walker essentially ought to salute Thermo Fisher for moving where there's lower wages. But just remember, Scott Walker is responsible for job numbers in Wisconsin now. But Steve Boss! Bob in Whitewater, you're in WTDY.
Okay, to answer your initial question, welcome to Wisconsin. Farm team for the third world.
You nailed it!